rain, some snow flurries, and a little colder tomorrow.
The News with Bill Bonds is presented by Progresso Italian Foods. Give your meals Italian zest with Progresso. And by Brooks Tangy Ketchup and Brooks Chili Hot Beans, the liveliest taste in town. Now, here's Bill Bonds.
Good evening, everyone. The largest corporation in the world ate crow in Washington today. But we have an expert to talk about them in just a moment. Terrapore said it's finally decided to take a good hard look at all the flying saucer reports in southern Michigan. There are more people reporting tonight that they've seen or think they've seen flying objects. This morning, 87 co-eds at Hillsdale College watched some sort of object for about 3 hours. Later in the day, Dr. H. Allen Hynek of Northwestern University, an Air Force expert who has looked into more than 100 UFO sightings, arrived in Washtenaw County. That's where most of the sightings have so far occurred. Here's what he found out.
In past investigations, have there ever been anything or any such thing as a flying saucer? Has it been verified that there are such things?
No, I would say that to the best of my knowledge and from my own experience, we have no evidence that any object such as a flying saucer, a visitor from outer space, has been coming in to see us. I certainly don't have enough evidence to go into court with it, to put it that way.
Hynek says he will look into all the reports for the next couple of days. His first stop today was the farm near Dexter of Frank Manor. Manor says that he and his boy watched an object land in a swamp on his land. There is a large radio telescope dish near where Manor saw the object, but Dr. Hynek says that's not what Manor saw. Dr. Hynek's position on all saucer sightings is that there's nothing to prove either that there is such a thing as a flying saucer or that there isn't. He just investigates everything he can. He would not discount the possibility that Frank Manor did see something hovering over the ground in back of his farm.
Concerned over the fact that there's a fairly well-traveled road right back of those trees, and the light may have had something to do with that road. I'd like to investigate that somewhat more. I'm not, certainly not prepared to call anyone here a liar and say that I think that the people are sincerely puzzled and have seen something that they can't explain.
Well, there are people who have the explanation, at least they say they do. Members of the Etheria Society know that our Earth has been visited by creatures from outer space for the past 20 years or so. Edna Spencer, who heads the Detroit chapter, says that her leader, Dr. Robert King, has talked with, even ridden in their saucers. And Ms. Spencer says spacemen are vastly superior to mere Earthmen.
None of this surprises you, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, this has been going on for 20 years, so we're paying more attention. They know, for instance, that the poles will change place with the equator. You have this slow, gradual turn. And if we're not, don't watch it, it can happen in 15 minutes.
So well, now,
they're frantically trying to save us from ourselves.
Well, now, if all this is so, why then did a saucer, a spaceship, set down in Frank Manor's back 40? Why not land in the front yard at the United Nations building?
Well, perhaps there's a particular job that has to be done in that particular place. They're not there, as I said, to admire the view. They'd have to have a specific job to perform, a manipulation. Anybody who will take the time to very carefully look into this and open-mindedly can find absolute proof of these things. At the same time, someone who doesn't want to believe it, someone who wants to say it's a bunch of nonsense, can do that, you see. They may not force us to change our minds about them being here. At this time, now, in the world of the future, things may change. They will change.
When they do, Edna, put in a good word for me, will you? In a double-barrel blast at Peking, Russia tonight accused the... Joe Weaver reports from Hillsdale campus on last night's sighting.
This is the Arboretum here at Hillsdale. It's a beautifully landscaped hollow, in the center of which is a pond. Up here on top of the hill is a new dormitory for co-eds. Last night as they sat at their window, looked out at the rain-swept sky, watching the thunder and the lightning, they saw lights appear above the pond and what they thought was a flying saucer.
Well, when I thought at its closest point, I could make out a dark shadow of a sort of an ellipse shape, like a disc, and it had three main lights that we could see. And the more we watched it, the further it seemed to get away, and finally it just sort of dimmed, and we couldn't see it any longer. We watched it for about, I watched it for about 2 hours.
Were you disappointed when it finally left?
Yes.
One of the girls remarked that they thought they had a date for the Thursday night dance. Was that you?
Well, it could have been.
What did you see?
Well, the first time I saw it, it was a very white light, and we thought it might have been a house. And then it turned green and red. The green light went on, and the red light went on. And sometimes all three lights were on together, and then it started moving up and down, sort of hovering. And then about, I guess it was 1:15, 1:30, all the other lights went out, and there was just the green light. It seemed to get further and further away and smaller and smaller.
William Van Horn is the director of civil defense here in Hillsdale County. Well, at any time during your observation, did you see any flat or hard surface, or did you just observe lights on this UFO?
No, Joe. At one time, the brilliance and intensity of the lights became such that you could observe, see mass in between them. For me to say, though, whether it was cone-shaped, cigar-shaped, cylindrical-shaped, I can't do it.
Some believe that there actually were visitors from outer space here last night. Some just were having fun watching all the colored lights. And some of the boys, as we drove past one of the boys' dormitory, were out front playing frisbee, which consists of tossing a flying saucer, miniature size, from one end of the field to the other. That's the story from Hillsdale. This is Joe Weaver reporting.
Basically, it's large, bright lights hovering for sometimes as much as 2 hours, growing brighter, getting dimmer, brighter, moving, rising a little bit, and settling down again. But very little as to any shape of a tangible object. The concentration has been on light.
What can you tell me about what you have found out thus far?
The people seem to be sincere, and certainly the Air Force and Project Blue Book regard all witnesses who report these things as sincere and honest, and in general we find that they are. And I find here no indication of a hoax, but I have no notion as yet as to what this is, because this, in these situations, it's like putting parts of a jigsaw together. You have a little piece here and a piece there, and you've got to bring them together. And of course, the whole idea is to separate a fact from interpretation of fact.
Red China has severely denounced the Soviet Union.